Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is April the 29th, 2022, Friday, and I have the honor to have whistleblower Professor James Spetzer on, and I ought to call him whistleblower also, Professor Joel, because of what he's done. But I want to touch on several subjects today, and one of them I want to talk on this Ukraine situation, on the troops on the borders, the amount of illegals coming in, and so forth, but I'm going to let you pick it up. Jim, give us your report for the day, would you please?
Well, Putin has warned the U.S. to back off in Ukraine, and he's serious about it. The West doesn't seem to want to take it seriously. They seem to think they can drag this out and weaken the United States. You got the chairman of the Chief Joint of Staff, Mark Milley, saying that we can't allow Russia to get away with this cost-free because it would end the global international security order established after World War II. What exactly things he can do about it is a whole other question. Milley seems to me to be a lightweight. He seems to have no understanding whatsoever of why Russia has intervened in Ukraine, even though the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, gave a magisterial speech about it that was very comprehensive, describing accurately the West and the United States as an empire of lies. You can find his speech on my blog at jamesfetzer.org. NATO is now insisting it's ready to back Ukraine against Russia, even if it's drawn out for years. This is incredibly stupid. NATO allies are preparing to provide support over a long period of time and help Ukraine to transit from old Soviet-era equipment to more modern NATO standard weapons. Well, does they really think that Russia is going to let that happen? Meanwhile, given all this nonsense, Putin is explaining that if other countries intend to interfere with what's going on from the outside, they must know that constitutes an unacceptable strategic threat to Russia. They must know our response to counterstrikes will be lightning fast. We have all the weapons we need for this. No one else can brag about these weapons, and we won't brag about them either. We will, however, use them. And I tell you, Russia has the best anti-missile missiles in the world. They have the best anti-ship missiles in the world. They have the best submarine torpedoes in the world, and it appears they have the best ballistic intercontinental missiles in the world. Anyone who's going to mess with Russia is making a huge mistake. We have, in the past, treated anyone who would support or ally themselves with ISIS or with Al-Qaeda as co-belligerents and declared they were open and vulnerable to attack. Russia has exactly the same case against the U.S. and NATO in relation to Ukraine. And frankly, Russia has a whole lot more ability to enforce what they're talking about than has the U.S. ever had.
I'm kind of in agreement with you in a lot of areas of that, but also on some other weapons that we've got. And I posted up a video of Elon Musk and his latest toys he's developed for DARPA, for the government, et cetera, and it catches missiles in the air. We've got a dome defense shield. I'm quite aware of that because I can't get into it. Let me put it this way. My dad was a VP of a company here in Kansas City, and he taught the DOE inspectors for 6 weeks how to do their job. Okay, he was in charge of quality reassurance. Now, they built a lot of toys. One of them was dome. Israel had it, didn't work, wasn't properly done during the Gulf War I war. We supposedly have it. It's perfected, but it's not going to stop the supersonic ballistic missile that they came up with, and I'm in agreement with you there. Now, we got a big problem. We got the defense secretary going over there with this other idiot from the United States, State Department, I think it was, this past week, going over there, taking a train ride from Poland, saying that they're going to supply them with weapons. Now, Russia has warned us two times, if the United States ships weapons to the Ukraine or interferes with military in the Ukraine, expect nukes to go off. Limited nukes, as he's put it twice. And he did shoot off a nuke. It didn't have a warhead on it. It was a test just to say and demonstrate that he's got his supersonic missiles. We're in trouble. interfering in the Ukraine, and this is Biden, in my opinion, trying to drive us into World War III. He's a satanic pig, likes to have sex with his own daughter. It's been proven up on GNews.com. Him and his Biden son, who was having sex with his sister, and they have the laptop. It's on GNews.com. I don't have a posted link to my site because they would classify me as a porno site with everything that was on that laptop. But we got psychopaths running the White House, running the Defense Department, and so forth. Now, I remember talking one time with Super Spook Otis Johnson, a couple of his buddies at the NSA, in his backyard at a pool party, barbecue. And he told me, he says, I said, what happens if the American people rise against its government? He says 80% of the military will stand behind the American people. He said the upper echelon, meaning colonels on up, he said they're the ones that are going to be the problem. And he said they will be arrested and overthrown by the lower part of the military. Now, I could believe that because they see the crap going on in Washington. And we've got a defense now. Joe, if you want to explain it about all the shots everybody's got, the only one... many of them left our military because they refused to take the shot. But they've got the shot now. They're melting down. We don't have a good defense. Our defense is down. Jim, you're an ex-Marine captain. I was in the Marine Corps. I was a corporal. Now, you look at everything involved. I'm saying to myself, I think we got a big problem coming at us. Now, Joe, touch on the base of what you talked about earlier, the number of troops, Chinese and Russian, on the northern border and the southern border of the United States. Would you please?
What I have is speculative, but it can be substantiated in Mexico because the Chinese are the ones that are building the infrastructure for the North American Union, and they use a limited number of Mexicans to do the work. Most of it is done by the Chinese, and these Chinese are military people, and so consequently, they consider, they're estimating somewhere up in the neighborhood of around 200,000 of these people are working on that North American Union structure. So that's where that figure comes from. So
I might add something, because a lot of people have heard it, some haven't, but I'll add this. Joe and I talked about it earlier. When I was held as a political prisoner for causing four national scandals, Silverado, Denver Airport, Keating 5, and HUD back-to-back, they stuck me in a shrink hole for nine weeks, and I got to pay that great visit to say nothing's the matter with him, but they couldn't take me to trial because there wasn't any evidence of wrongdoing. Here was the point. I'm in jail with 1,500 Iran-Contra players, 500 federal agents that were trying to bust the same people. I was transferred to Reno, Oklahoma, where John Gotti was and his brother, and I met the guy who busted him. He was in a jail cell with Super Spook Otis Johnson. Now, Otis was William Casey's direct assistant for everybody's edification. He got murdered a few years back, Stonehart, because he was after Mueller over what they were doing with Trump. And then 2 weeks later, his boss, General Flynn, gets fired and indicted illegally. But what he told me, when I was in El Reno, Oklahoma, there was a guy who was CIA, a lot of them down there, because Bush had him arrested because Iran-Contra was falling apart, and he was leaving office, and Ross Perot was trying to burn him, and I was working with Ross Perot, hiding from the FBI. Here's the point. A guy named Smith, he was a CI cutout front for Evergreen. He ran Evergreen. It was a CI company. Evergreen Airlines hauling drugs in, using and putting out fires on the West Coast or, you know, up in Oregon, different places. But they were using those tankers to haul drugs in. Here was part of the other thing. Evergreen containers, you see them. They're on rail cars all over the place. It's huge. They've got them parked all across the United States. And they'd be at a warehouse, and you see Evergreen containers. And the warehouse won't have a name sometimes on it. Sometimes it will, the business, etc. Most likely, it's a CIA front business that they have. Now, he told me that we have what's called robotoids. They look real Their external skeleton, it's mu metal, element 115. It bends in the whole bit. They bought these robots back in the 2000 time frame, 2010 or so, and they redesigned them, and now they drink water, they eat, it cools their internals, their intestines, etc., the computers in them. They actually have sex with women, some are more women having it with men, and you think they're real and human, but they aren't. Here's an example. These robots went into Ferguson, Missouri when it blew apart a while back in the rioting with the blacks down there a few years back, 5-6 years ago. And the robots went in there with signs, holding up signs and running around shaking everybody's hand. When they shook their hand, it took their hand, the robot's hand, took the fingerprints of the other person by shaking their hand. Everybody in Ferguson, Missouri that rioted ended up getting arrested. Now, Otis told me that. He said, why is that, Stu? It's because of the robots. Now, those robots, the guy with Evergreen, who ran it, who had been illegally arrested, I guess you could call it that, he told me they had 200,000 6-foot-2-inch Chinese-made robotoids sitting in Evergreen containers around the U.S., mainly on the borders. And they can pop them out at any time and they go active. You can't kill them unless you got an armor-piercing bullet. You have to shoot it in the head where they park the brain chip in it, the brain compartment. Now, it's the only way to get rid of it. And you might have to shoot it 2 or 3 times to get it stopped. But these things are killing machines that are going to be unleashed one day on America. Now, DuPont made them in the 1980s. Daddy Bush sold the technology to Lippo Group, of a Patrick Bum, which was Chinese white heroin coming in the U.S., which was Worthington Bank, Little Rock, Arkansas, tied up with Clintons and the Bushes and Neil Bush and Max Enright, Leonard Melman, that owned Silverado, where Neil was laundering the money. Now, they sold this technology, and that's how come they built these things and got them out before we did. It was DuPont that made these robotoids for the U.S. government, still is, and still perfecting them. We've got a very, very, very serious problem. With them enticing Russia the way they're doing it, we have no right to be in Russian territory. That's classified as Russian territory. Not part of NATO, not part of the United States. So I just want to throw that out there. It's us ex-military that are going to have to stand up and patriots that'll listen to this show, listen to Jim's, and listen to others. We're going to have to be the ones probably to defend the United States of America very soon. So be prepared. Jim?
You said it all, Stu. Let's get Joel in on this.
Go ahead, Joel.
Well, right now, if you go to Ben Berg Guam, spelled B-E-R-G-Q-U-A-M, Ben Berg Guam. You can go through Google, or you can go to YouTube, and he has posted videos of the camps of where these immigrants are staying. The one that I just finished watching today was posted at a camp which is just south of Costa Rica. Now, the camp is not one of these shanty camps. It had tents that had wooden floors. They had dispensaries. They had showers. They had nice beds. They had also dispensaries for people that they were treating that had come down with some of the diseases. And they also showed them getting on these buses that might be like a Greyhound bus, and they're going to filter them up to the United States to where we are right now having between 20 to 25,000 of these immigrants, if you want to call them that, crossing the border at the crossing the Mexican border into the United States, between 20 and 25,000 a day. And they do not stay at these hidden camps that are, they're not having enough to eat, they can't take showers. Nonsense. These camps are very nice. And one of the big NGOs is the Hebrew Immigration Group. They are one of the number one groups that watches for the immigrant that is coming into the United States. So that's the big catastrophe that's happening down on the border. And take a look at Ben Bergquam, spelled Bergquam. And you'll see a video right there for yourself of one of these camps. And there's hundreds of them that extend from Costa Rica all the way up to the border of the United States. As a matter of fact, the governor of immigration in the state of Chiapas, her husband was arrested for trafficking.
Now, Joe, they're bringing these people in brand new buses, aren't they? It's all organized.
That is correct. Some of them are in flip-flop, Bermuda shorts, and a t-shirt. They're walking from low Costa Rica along the jungle roads. Nonsense. They're being taken by night buses. Nice buses. Brand new. So go take a look, folks. I don't know what's going to happen. Well, we know what's going to happen. Go ahead, Jim.
Jim?
Well, you guys are covering this rather thoroughly. I'm very disturbed by the fact that Twitter seems as though it's going to try to sabotage its own outfit because Elon Musk has bought it. I think he's going to be a force for good. He does, in some ways, have a mixed track record. I think it might be good if Trump were to return to Twitter, but he's opposed to doing that. He's got something called Trump Social, which is Musk himself has observed is really not a very good name for his company. Someone has suggested Trumpette. I think that would be much better for what Trump is trying to do. But if Elon Musk really does establish a free speech platform, that's going to be sensational for the world. What I'm hearing already is that the EU is threatening. He cannot broadcast information that they would find unacceptable, and similarly for the UK, suggesting that there may be no bastion of free speech that remains in the world today. God knows the United States is far from it. I wish him well. I think he's sincere, and I hope the project is extraordinarily successful beyond wildest dreams.
Now, Joe, what else do you want to touch on the gym?
Of course, you know, with what I call the kill shot, they're figuring, these are just estimates, that we're up to over 2 million now that have died here in the United States from the shot. Now remember, everybody in the military had to take the shot, either take the shot or get out.
That means so, our military, I don't know what the... Jim, I don't know what the numbers are that we have active military right now. Do you? I have not looked because so many have exited.
Well, what they're doing, Stu, and we were predicting, they're bringing in these migrants into the military after running out the good Americans, threatening them with a shot. Those who are dumb enough to take it are going to be permanently incapacitated. Those who are smart enough not to are being forced out. So they can completely replenish the military. This is a reason why they want to get rid of that Title 42 at the border, which was a health requirement that enabled them to turn away half of the migrants who otherwise would be flooding the nation. They want to flood the nation, and they want to restock the military with these foreign nationals that are going to be perfectly willing to fire on American citizens. That's part of the master plan, and they're moving very aggressively forward in that direction.
Ever since NAFTA and what's the other one? BLM, Black Lives Matter, all of a sudden we're seeing all these gang shootings every place. Every time you turn around, you're hearing somebody shooting up in the past couple weeks in a mall, a couple shooting at each other, firing off drug dealers, where one's not paying the other one most likely, Here in Kansas City, we're having 2 and 3 and 4 murders a day going on. They're just shooting them right and left. I mean, it's starting to get to the point to where it's almost unsafe to be on the streets after dark. And that's a pretty bad statement to make, but it's pretty much the truth anymore, even in broad daylight in a shopping mall. Now, I expect with all these gang members coming across the border and all these illegals and the trafficking of children, men dragging little girls up there, no wives around or women around, it's going to enforce what they're doing here in America. It's just going to, we're going to hell and back is where we're going. That's my opinion. Now, we as Americans are going to have to stand up and do something about it because our government's out of control. And we're going to have to take it back some way or another. You want to comment on that, Jim?
Oh, I think you got it right, Stu. I don't know. The whole damn thing, and they've now introduced this new disinformation agency in the Department of Homeland Security that's going to be super censors, and they're giving it to some numbnut who actually was working for the CIA, who won't allow information about her background to be known. They won't even publish it. But she's harebrained, and she's obviously a twit, and it's just outrageous what's going on here. I find this Biden administration utterly repulsive, totally un-American, anti-democratic, unconstitutional. They ought to get the hell out of Washington, D.C. Get out of the USA. We don't need them here. They're doing us great damage. I say get rid of the whole bunch. If they do not allow the democratic process to move forward, if they try to steal this election in the midterms, then just as JFK observes, those who make peaceful reform impossible make violent revolution inevitable. He got it right, and it may come to pass right here in the USA.
I want to add something. I created a new bar at the top of my site on StuWeb.com. It's called Cyber Attacks Against StuWeb. Take a look at it, everybody. But in particular, take a look at the link in there, because I'm adding links. I have several more to add, where the trolls working for the government are shooting with multiple IPs. You can look at it and understand it. But take a look at the one that says Larry Mizell, Western Financial or something it's called. He's got a whole worldwide network of email accounts, etc., that they've been shooting at me for 7 years. I finally figured it out. Put a halt to it, and it's 99% of it's coming in blocked. But here's the amazing thing about this. He's hooked up to the Department of Defense and its email banks. Now, I've come to find out that the Israeli government owns the United States government's email and phone system, their computer system. They own it. They rent it to the United States. And that's the reason they're embedded so heavily in Bluffdale and Wichita, Kansas, Cheney Reservoir and St. Louis and Atlanta and up in Virginia, so heavily involved. Because I've had the different ones shooting out of Jerusalem and other places at me from Israel, doing the same thing where they're trying to attach PHP codes to run my website to where I can't even post. And I had a hell of a time regaining my site. But once I got them blocked, and they're coming in 99.9% blocked right now because of this Israeli network of Mizell, who's nothing more than a fallen angel-possessed stooge out of Denver, one of the 12 disciples of Satan, they call him. But people, I mean, there's so many phonies there with his network hooked up to the Department of Defense. Who is he to be hooked into the Department of Defense? I just want to point that out. If you got a website and you're getting hit hard, you might want to grab those emails that are up there and start blocking on your site. Jim, what other subjects you want to touch on tonight?
Steve, I think we got the highlights right here already.
Okay. I think we need to get ammo. For, now, one thing I want to add about the ammo. Back in the 90s or 2000, late 90s time frame, when a lot of the militias were being created, and so forth around the country, and I was involved in one, and a lot of people. Here's the point. Remington Arms, who just settled on this case involving you, Jim, paid a $70 million fine to intentionally crater the Sandy Hook false flag thing, who's a government contractor that makes weapons for the government, and primarily because they're out here at Lake City Arsenal in Independence. And when I was in the Marine Corps Reserve, we used to go out there twice a year and practice and bring in fighter jets and practice war games and in different places. That was one of them. Remington Arms makes bullets for the government. They also make where you can buy at Walmart or buy at one of your gun shops, Remington Arms supply. It's double the cost of a cheaper one that the Germans make, and Walmart sells it, and it's got a better copper jacket on it. But here's the whole point. Remington Arms was putting in the fuses, should we say, in your ammo to where the shelf life was 1 to 3 years. So if you've got some old ammo sitting around, you better try to use one or two shells first to see if they work. If they don't, you better be already over to Walmart, your gun shop place, wherever, and you better start stocking up on a few hundred rounds of new ammo, because we're going to need it. We're going to need it, folks. Joe, you want to add anything?
No, that's it.
Okay, we'll call quits here. Professor James Fetzer, I thank you for coming on. And Joe, I thank you for coming on. Jim, give out your website. You got the battle going on in Sandy Hook before the Supreme Court. You need help with donations. Give out your website.
Well, anyone who'd like to know about my fight for the First and Second Amendment and for the right to not be deprived of life, liberty, and property without due process of law, which was blatantly violated by the Wisconsin Supreme Court from bottom to top, a gross abuse of summary judgment by the circuit court that was then not corrected by the appellate court, in which the Wisconsin Supreme Court allowed to stand. Check out givesendgo.com/fundingfetzer. You'll find all the details about the case. I'm about to submit my writ of certiorari to the U.S. Supreme Court. I would benefit. I would welcome your support. I have the evidence on my side. I have the law on my side. But I'm short on money. I need to fund this to make it go. I have enough to get the writ into the court. But what I need is financial support should the court accept it. Because this is a major case that would make a real difference for every one of us across the nation.
Now, I want to add one thing. I've added before when we talked about this. We've got Remington Arms played stooges last time, who's funded by the government and does government contracts. And then you got that Israeli stooge called Alex Jones, who's paid by the Israelis, makes several million dollars a year running a radio show. I'm lucky to get a few hundred bucks a year, $1,000 in donations. This guy's making millions, folks. Millions. He set Fetzer up. Now, Jim, you offered him when he got sued after he made some statement on his radio show about nobody died at Sandy Hook or whatever his comment was. He got sued. That was all intentional, in my opinion. And he cratered. You offered him all the evidence to present in court. Instead, he allowed his insurance company to pay, what was it, $1.5 million to the so-called victim? Jim? Yes.
You mean against me?
No. What he did is he set you up in intentionally setting it up to where his insurance company, Alex Jones Insurance Company, paid, what was it, $1.5 million to a victim of supposedly Sandy Hook, a family member? It was a drill.
Well, his case and mine are really so very different, Stu. He equivocated. He was on both sides of the issue. He even claimed he'd never read Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. How can you take a serious position without reading the one serious book where I brought together 13 experts, including 6 PhDs, and we established the school had been closed by 2008, that there were no students or teachers there, and that it had been a two-day FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Well, I even published the manual. We discovered the FEMA manual for the exercise in the book as Appendix A. Alex Jones hasn't got anywhere near to that. none of the courts have addressed the issue. My case is the one that was moving in that direction. I entered because I wanted to get all the evidence I had that no one had died through the judicial process, but I was treated like a pinata. No one would come to my legal representation. Doing it myself, I was highly vulnerable, but the court employed a whole lot of tactics that were completely illegal, actually, under the law, which is why I'm appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay, good enough. Jim, I want to thank you very much for coming on, and Joe, I want to thank you for coming on. Any last words, Joe?
No.
Okay. Gentlemen, thank you. Have a good weekend. We'll talk. Thank you, Jim.